traded, but he was sold, I suppose. He was transferred to the Montreal Canadiens. So after the Expos moved and left Montreal, the Nationals initially said that he would still be part of the team, but then the Nationals adopted their name as Scott Screech, and he was hanging out in limbo for a while, and then eventually the Canadiens made Yuppie their mascot, so there was some sort of six-figure transaction there, and obviously staying within the same city, and his old team left, so it makes sense that that was the situation when that happened.
Yeah. Did you see the Phillies one there?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a long masculine man.
Yeah.
It's interesting to me because it's like there are people who have very positive and very negative associations with mascots. Some people love them and some people hate them. And it does seem like you're rolling the dice to trade them. Mm-hmm. It seems like you're making a bet on the balance between those things.
Yes. Lastly, Kazuto Yamazaki, Patreon supporter, wrote in response to the question that we discussed about the best way to end a series. What type of routine play would you want to end the series on? And Kaz said, funny enough, Meg said the only bad way to end a World Series is a controversial play. And that is exactly how the 2014 Japan series ended. On what looked initially like a botched double play attempt by the SoftBank Hawks, the umpire crew decided that the hitter was running inside the line and striking out, and the Hawks started to celebrate around the mound as the Hanshin Tigers manager argued near the dog pile. As someone watching it live, it was one of the most surreal moments, and I will link to the video for anyone who wants it, but yeah, that is not an ideal way to end. You don't want the outcome to be in doubt in the final play when you're trying to celebrate.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Okay. I just received an email as I was about to wrap up the segment that greatly disturbs me. Here is the subject line. Shohei Ohtani joins FTX as global ambassador through long-term partnership.
No.
Fucking press release today by FTX, the official cryptocurrency exchange of MLB. Oh no, FTX Trading and West Brom Shire Services, the owners and operators of FTX, blah blah blah. Today announced a long-term partnership with global icon and history-making MLB superstar Shohei Ohtani. In addition to being an FTX global ambassador, Mr. Ohtani will receive all of his compensation in equity and cryptocurrencies, illustrating his strong belief in both FTX and the crypto industry. Oh no! Milkshake.com for Shohei. No, I don't think this quite rises to that level, but it's a little disappointing. He has been pretty judicious when it comes to being an ambassador and a spokesperson for things. Like I have read that he's left a lot of endorsement deals on the table, and he certainly has signed a lot, especially in Japan, but this is not what I would have chosen for him to rep crypto. Oh well, I guess I'm glad he's making money.
Yeah.
It's in the form of crypto.
Sure. There's obviously a limit to this logic, but I generally don't regard athletes trying to make money through endorsements. You have, you have your bright shining time, and it is sometimes not as long as you hope it will be. And so I understand making money while you can, but I just will forever resent anyone who tries to make me know more about this.
Yes, well, maybe we will touch on Ohtani again later, depending on how the world's way it goes. Now, we will take a quick break, and then we will be back with a guest. And this interview falls under the category of, can't believe it took us this long to talk about this. It's like when we had the creators of Blazeball on the show, and I thought, how did we not do this before? Because that whole game is about what if baseball was different, if baseball were different, how different would it be? And that goes for the Savannah Bananas as well. So many of you, I'm sure, have heard of the Savannah Bananas and Banana Ball, their attempt to debut a dramatically different and perhaps more exciting version of baseball. This is a team that is in Savannah, Georgia, and is playing exhibition games and is part of a college summer league, but also has this traveling team that plays Banana Ball. And it's basically like every effectively round email show question put together into a game. And we will be talking now to Zach Frangelo, who is the director of entertainment for the Savannah Bananas. So we'll discuss how Bananas came to be and